Maybe you can comment a little bit on RET.
So RET fusions are seen, in our experience, in about 1 to 2% of lung adenocarcinomas. They do respond to RET inhibitors, but they do stand out a little bit among these targetable subsets of lung adenocarcinoma in that the response rate is lower than your typical response rate in EGFR and ALK and ROS1. The overall response rate was 28%, in contrast to the 60 to 80% response rates that you kind of expect when you have a targetable alteration and you treat it with a drug that hits the target. So there's been a lot of work, and there's a lot of work going on to figure out why these response rates for RET fusion lung cancers tend to be lower and how to improve them. I think that's still work in progress.
Any hypotheses that you find appealing?
There's the hypothesis that we haven't been using really good RET inhibitors yet, that some of the RET inhibitors that have been used are kind of dirty, multi-targeted kinase inhibitors. There's also been some evidence that RET fusion lung cancers have a very active bypass signaling pathway available, so that when you block RET, the growth signaling via another pathway, such as EGFR, becomes active and compensates for the RET inhibition. So these are things people are working on right now, actually.